The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue will be accompanied by a couple of episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which will expand on the content and provide you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. Check out nursingnoteslive.com or visit iTunes to subscribe to all episodes of this podcast. This month's issue of Nursing Notes focuses on individuals who have transitioned to nursing as their second career. I had a chance to chat with nurse and author Teresa Brown about her shift from a career as a college English professor to a career in nursing. Teresa is featured in this month's Nursing Notes newsletter as our Get to Know Nurse. Teresa, welcome to Nursing Notes Live.
Thank you.
So, Teresa, let's
be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. And I'm really excited to hear about your story because there are a lot of nurses coming into the profession that started out doing other things and in a variety of career fields. But I think you're the first person I've met that's actually started as a college professor in another
right.
field.
Yes, I tell everyone this is the million-dollar question. And I do usually get asked it with sort of a look of people trying to see how crazy they think I really am. But the short version is, yeah, I got my PhD in English. I taught for 3 years at Tufts University. Then I became a mom, and I had our son, and then I got pregnant with twins. I had midwives with that pregnancy, and I just was very intrigued by the midwives and loved their job. And also just becoming a mom, I found out, wow, I love books, but I also love being with people and all the kind of mess of life. And I looked at that and I looked at midwifery, and then I found my way into nursing.
It's really amazing. You talk about the mess of life, but I think it's a great way to say that that's really what nurses deal with from a day on a day-to-day basis is the mess of life, but it's what we do.
It is, yeah, and it's rich and deep, and of course there's days when it makes me crazy, but it always feels like a gift to be with people when they're struggling and you're able to help them. You know, not everyone gets to do that. So
yeah, it's true. And so when you looked at nursing as a career move to go back into nursing, you had young children at home. How did you go through that process? Did you go into obviously you had a bachelor's degree, you had a PhD at that point.
Right.
How did you shift from getting involved in nursing? Probably as I did when I shifted into nursing, I had a lot of prerequisites in the sciences that I had to pick up.
Yes, I was very well versed in English literature and had no science courses really except for biology. So I started taking classes one semester at a time. We were living in New Jersey at that time, and the twins were 18 months, and I had started really in August. I decided, okay, I think I want to pursue this, and I looked up. At that time, I was interested in University of Pennsylvania's program. I looked up their prereqs, and a month later, I started general chemistry. So my plan was I had 4 years till the twins were in kindergarten, and I could, by doing one class a semester, I could get all the prereqs done and then start school when they were going to be in kindergarten. So I was very organized.
Well, you almost have to be. I mean, I think that's one of the things, if you don't know that up front, when you get involved with nursing, you learn to be organized very quickly.
Oh, you know, yeah, you're right. That's right. The profession absolutely demands it. Yeah. And what I also found out was I loved those classes. After years of writing papers and grading papers and teaching about ideas, which I completely enjoyed, but it was very refreshing to take a class and have there be a right and a wrong answer. And
You know, coming from a humanities communications background, journalism background, I completely agree. You know, there's something to be said for there is a yes and a no answer to these questions.
Yes, yes. And it matters, right?
It does matter. It does matter.
Yeah.
So when you said you got prerequisites out of the way, did you then jump into an accelerated BSN program? Did you do something where you jumped to an MSN? Or I know there's lots of different programs out there now.
Yeah, good question. Yeah, I started Penn's accelerated program. So, yeah, for people who don't know, this is sort of the new wave of nursing. Women and men who already have a bachelor's degree can go through a quick program, a year, year and a half, 2 years, depending on the school, and come out with a bachelor's degree in nursing at the end. So you don't have to do another four-year program, which is wonderful for people like me and you. I started Penn's program, and then my husband's job collapsed, and we ended up moving to Pittsburgh. And so I left Penn's program and then started Pitt's and completed Pitt's, University of Pittsburgh's accelerated program. So it was a bit of a rough ride, but it worked out great. And the move for us personally ended up being great. So it all worked out in the end.
Now, in your career path in nursing, after you graduated and started in your nursing career, where did you move through the nursing process? I know you're in oncology nursing now, but did you start out there or did you go in a traditional med-surg route and then move into oncology? Tell us a little bit about how that progression happened.
Right. I did start out in oncology. The choice for me was deciding that I wanted to be in peds or adult. And so my senior year clinical, where you're, you know, really on your own, people call it transitions, I did that actually at the Children's Hospital here in Pittsburgh. And I loved it. I totally loved it. But with my own kids being school age, I found it just too emotionally hard. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to have to work with adults because I can't do this right now. And then there's a lot of cancer in my mother's family, and I just ended up finding myself drawn to that field, I think partly because of life experience, but also I knew it would be very dynamic. There's always a lot going on. The science is very interesting, and I really wanted a nursing job where I could have relationships with patients, really get to know them, and I knew that in oncology you would have that. But I still reserve the right to go back to Children's, so once my kids are in college.
Oh, I completely understand. It's one of those things in my background that I always was interested in pediatric patients, but I wasn't sure how well I'd deal with pediatrics as a nurse or before that a paramedic when I had small children, because you just have those relationships and things are a little too real sometimes.
Yeah, a little too close. Oh, especially as a paramedic, that would be very challenging, I think. Yeah. Yeah. It's not like I regret working with adults. I love it. It's wonderful. I just sort of still think, well, maybe someday I'll go back to peds. So.
And that's the beauty of it is, you know, not only can you move mid-career and change into becoming a nurse in a middle point in your life, but you can shift within your nursing career at a later point to different areas of nursing.
Yeah, that is really wonderful. I had an instructor who, it seems like she spent about 2 years in every job, and, you know, not that she couldn't be satisfied with any one thing, but she always looked at it as, well, this is an opportunity to learn something else. Well, now I can learn something else. And she'd been an Army nurse. She'd worked in a cardiac cath lab. She'd worked on a liver transplant unit. I mean, she'd had so many different jobs, and it just made her so smart about how hospitals work and what's going on with people. And it was a cool thing.
One of the things that is really spectacular about that second career nurse, in my experience when I've talked to people like yourself, is that you bring your prior experiences to your nursing career. And one of the things that I really was fascinated to see when I looked at your background was with your background in English and writing and being really an author at different stages of your prior career, you were able to become an author as a nurse and bring that background to help express what nursing is about.
Yes, and that has been wonderful. And the story behind that is I had a really, really bad experience at work with someone who died very suddenly, someone who was supposed to go home. So it wasn't someone who seemed at all on the verge. You know, it was really unexpected. And I decided to just write down the experience. And then I thought, oh, this is good. I'm going to see if I can get this published somewhere. And so thinking big, I have a friend at the New York Times, and I sent it to him and said, you know, I sent this to the magazine. Could you maybe put in a word for me if you think this is worthwhile? And he said, I went ahead and sent this to the Science Times, and then I heard from them, and they said, we want this. And I was happy, and then several months went by, and finally it came out, and I thought, oh, my friends will read it, and I'll feel like I've sort of put this really bad moment to rest. And instead, it just got a huge amount of attention, and within 3 days, I'd been offered a book contract. So I never, ever, ever thought that nursing would give me a way to satisfy my dream, really, of being a professional writer. But it did, and I got the book contract, and then I started writing regularly for the New York Times, for the Well blog, and it's fabulous. The two things I love, I get to put together and do together, and, you know, I couldn't ask for more.
You know, it's interesting you say put the two things you love put together, but isn't it just that much more fulfilling as a nurse to be able to bring multiple aspects of your life, you know, treating yourself holistically as a person and bringing those loves together and being able to express yourself in that way?
Oh, definitely. Yes. And I think, right. And definitely the communication skills that I bring in help with patients and help make things in the hospital work better. And of course, life experience and, you know, being 45 and having had setbacks and changes. And I know what it feels like to start one job and feel like, wow, this isn't the job for me, and do something else. And yeah, all of that experience makes it helpful for me when I'm trying to help patients go through what they're going through when they have cancer. And then of course the writing about it allows me to reflect on what happens at work. And so the book I wrote is called Critical Care, A New Nurse Faces Death, Life, and Everything in Between. And it's about my first year. And it really was so helpful for me to write the book and sort of reflect on what was my first year like, what is a first year like, and really it helped me get a big picture about nursing rather than just day to day to day, I'm doing this, this, and this, and slowly, I hope, getting better at it. So,
what kind of response have you gotten from the people who've read the book? Have you heard back from anyone and gotten some response from maybe new nurses who were able to use your book as a way to springboard into more smoothly into their career?
Actually, yes, I have heard from new nurses who said, wow, I feel like your book really showed me what being in a hospital was like in a way that classes weren't always able to do. And that was very, very gratifying. And the other nice thing is I heard from a fair number of people like us, like you and me, who said, I had a great career in finance and people think I'm crazy because I decided to go into nursing. Or I also have a PhD and I'm considering nursing. Do you have any advice? And that was really meaningful to me. It was so great to hear from all these people making the same choice and realizing that it's hard to put into words what draws you to nursing from something else. But that feeling is very real, obviously, because I hear from those people. So, and even also patients have written to me. In fact, I got about a month ago an email from a family in New Zealand saying, oh, we just went through this with our mom, and it was really helpful to read your book, and it just helped them understand things that had gone on in the hospital. And so that's just very meaningful. You know, it makes me feel good about what I do.
It's interesting, you know, people moving into nursing. I think one of the things that makes those of us who are second career nurses so passionate about nursing is that we've come from a place where we had a job, and now we're in something that's really a vocation and a profession that fulfills us in a much more complete way in many things that we do.
Oh, I like that word, vocation. Right. It's a calling, not just a job. And I'm sure some people feel that way about being a professor. I just wasn't one of them. So, but it demands so much of you. You have to be committed to it, you know, to work 12-hour days, to be on your feet all the time, to not know if you're going to get to eat lunch, to not know if you're going to get to go to the bathroom, all that's, you know, to not know what emotional and physical upsets you're going to have to be dealing with. Yeah, you have to be committed. You're right.
Some of us would say we have to actually be committed psychiatrically. What would you say to someone that's considering making that shift? You know, they've been working in a job because it's just how their life worked out. It's not something they really wanted to do. It just happened. Now they're in a position where they can make that change, and they're looking at nursing. What would your advice to them be in the next steps as they move towards starting nursing school?
Yeah, that's a good question. The big overarching thing I would say is nursing school will feel like a slog, but it's completely worth it when you're done. You know, I mean, this is a situation where you have to keep your eyes on the prize, because nursing school is hard, and it can be frustrating because it seems like there's a lot of sort of paperwork requirements, and often you'd like more clinical time than you're getting, or you'd like to be more productive, or, you know, these are sort of things that get talked about the profession. But then once you get into the job, A, you'll realize, hey, I did learn things, you know, like you think you go through school and you're not really learning what you need to learn, but you are actually learning what you need to learn. And then you start the job, and the job is great, and you're on your own, and it's all worth it. And so that's big picture. And then practical things, of course, you know, can you negotiate about the prerequisites you have to do? If money's an issue, you know, what's the cheapest way you can get those out of the way? Will the program work with you? If you have a family, how accommodating are they going to be? Are they going to be completely inflexible about clinical hours? And sometimes you don't have a choice because that's the program near you and that's the one you have to go to. But this is the future of nursing, and so, and I mean, a piece of it. So anyone going into an accelerated program should keep that in mind. I would say schools are making a commitment to these programs, and they want them to work out. So getting them to work with you should be possible.
One last question, and this has to do with work-family balance and school-family balance, because certainly these accelerated programs are intensive, and for 18 months, 2 years, or maybe a little bit more, your life and family is going to be kind of in a bit of upheaval as you are, you know, nose in a book whenever you're home.
Yeah, and I'm very lucky that my husband's a professor and he has tenure, and so we knew what we were up for and that he was going to have to do really all the heavy lifting. Pitt's program is a year, and I was able to do some of the classes in advance, so it wasn't quite as hard on me as some of my classmates, but it was still plenty, plenty hard. And it was challenging just to say, okay, for a year, I'm not going to be as in touch with my kids. I'm not going to be seeing my husband as much. I'm not going to be hanging out with my friends. I'm not going to be exercising as much as I'd like to. And I just kept saying to myself, it's a year, it's a year, it's only a year. I can do it. It's a year, you know, or it's 18 months or whatever. And that focus is what really got me through. But it, you know, it was hard, and I still sometimes, I don't have regrets, but it just seems too bad that it had to be so intensely demanding of all my time and energy. And yet, it got me done, it got me out, I got my job. So, you know, there's always trade-offs. But it was, yeah, it's challenging.
Well, Teresa, thank you very much for sharing your pathway into nursing for those that are listening and looking at nursing as a career or already involved in nursing and looking at different aspects of what they do. It's really great to have you here on Nursing Notes Live sharing with the rest of us.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Don't forget to check out the entire December issue of Nursing Notes, featuring a look at second bachelor's degree programs in nursing around the country, information on nursing school scholarships, and continued increases in nursing school enrollment seen nationwide. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't forget to catch our other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where we brought together a group of nurses and nurse educators to discuss the advantages and unique challenges faced by those who decide to pursue nursing as a second career. You'll find this and our other podcast episodes at www.nursingnoteslive.com and in the podcast area in iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced each month for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing Future by Medic Cast Productions. All rights reserved.